Selection day is looming. We're talking to lots of candidates who are running for local offices, including St. Clair County Drain Commissioner. Joining us right now, the Republican incumbent Drain Commissioner in St. Clair County, Bob Wiley. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
I appreciate you joining us. I want to talk a little bit about the office of Drain Commissioner, because unless somebody has issues with a ditch or a creek or some drainage issue on their property, they don't know an awful lot about this office. So kind of explain what the Drain Commissioner does.
Well, the Drain Commissioner in our county, or any county in Michigan, is responsible for maintaining county drains that, will drain farm fields, subdivisions, commercial and industrial properties. There are different types of drains. There's county drains under my jurisdiction. Then there's road ditches under the County Road Commission jurisdiction. And then there are water courses under the state jurisdiction. And I usually take care of all the ones that are under my jurisdiction. And people will call up and ask about their drain's not functioning, which might be a stream. And unfortunately, I can't really help them out, but I can direct them to the people that can.
What are some of the challenges that your office has been working on of late? What are some of the drainage issues in St. Clair County?
Well, we've had flooding in the Castlewood Estates, but we got a project up and going and completed, and we created a great big detention area and wetland area that will take the excess water. And we've had a couple good storms that normally would back up and go right into the residents' basements, but the drain project seemed to work just the way it's supposed to, and we avoided some flooding. We've got an issue coming up out on Yale Road that big storms come in, and I just met with the township supervisor out there in Greenwood, and we're actually starting to work on that to figure out what we can do to keep Yale Road from flooding in big rain events. So a lot of good stuff out there. I've been able to cut back on flooding on the Howe Brandymore. We had 80 acres donated to us and created a great big wetland floodplain area that I've made into what I call the Veterans Memorial Wetland Preserve. And it's a great little nature spot for people to walk around. And it's got a mile and a half berm all the way around it that's actually a regulated dam now, that the state deemed it a dam. And I've had Boy Scouts out there doing Eagle Scout projects, putting in benches and trash receptacles and like a real nice sign to let people know where it's at. Just plugging away, trying to help out the community best I can.
There you go. I do need, and I don't like to get into back and forth between candidates. I like to just talk about you and what you've done and what your plans are. But we did have your challenger, Fred Fuller, on yesterday. Yeah. He alleges that you put pressure on his former employer to fire him. And I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to that allegation.
Yeah, that's the farthest from the truth. Unfortunately, my opponent, which used to be the former drain commissioner, is running a smear campaign, it seems like, and he's trying to find anything he can that might be considered negative and putting it out there. And I never once said I was upset. I actually, when I was told that he was running against me by his boss, I said, well, that's great news, because I'd rather run against somebody like Fred than, somebody I didn't know. Fred was in office for 12 years as drain commissioner, and when he left 29 petition projects on the board that I had to come in and actually start, digging and getting the work done. And, I know he's out there saying that he's financially conservative, but when you have a petition project and you don't go to construction, you're not assessing the people. So he left all these projects out there for me, and I started the construction. Then I had to go back and assess the people. So it looks like I'm the one that spent all this money and charged the people when half the cost of the project was from, you know, the engineering, the over-engineering and legal costs that had been incurred while he was in office. So, you know, he can go out there and smear me all he wants, but everybody that knows me knows that I'm out there to try and do the best I can for everyone. So, I never tried to get him fired.
Bob, tell us a little bit about your background, how you came to run for this office in the first place, and why you want to stay as St. Clair County's Drain Commissioner.
Well, I went to Ferris for construction management, and then thought I'd be a developer and, you know, contractor making all kinds of money. And when I found out you have to work almost 20 hours a day as a contractor, I went into building inspections. And when I was a building inspector in Fort Gratiot, I had an individual that wanted to build a house, tear her house down and then build another house behind it. And she had to go to the drain commissioner because there were two drains on her property. And the drain commissioner at the time, who's my opponent now, told her to wait, and because she might be building in a wetland. And finally, when the DEQ got out there to look at it, said, go ahead and get your permit. So I thought, you know, I run for drain commissioner because I believe in, you know, people's constitutional rights and, you know, overseeing what, you know, staying within my boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I told him I was going to run, and I ran. I won the position, and ever since, I've just been plugging away at kind of trying to clean these drains out.
All right. Well, voters, go ahead.
Glad to do it.
I'm
glad to do it.
Voters have a choice between former Drain Commissioner Fred Fuller and you. Why should people vote for Bob Wiley for Drain Commissioner this year?
I think people should vote for me because I really am trying to do the best for everyone. I want to do what my job title says I am, and that's the drain commissioner responsible for maintaining drains. And I think I've proven myself in the past 12 years that I do get out and I work on these drains. I get them opened up and flowing, trying to help everybody out. Granted, there's going to be some people that aren't happy with me, you know, over assessments, over work that I'm doing. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, I'm a guy that's not afraid of work and not afraid of doing what I'm supposed to do. So that's what you get if you get me. I'm going to be out there and I'll listen to everybody. And I had a person tell me one time, my problem is I try to make everybody happy. But honestly, I think that's what government's supposed to do, is work for everybody, try and make everybody happy, knowing that it may not be possible, but I really do care. I think that's the bottom line.
All right, Bob, we wish you all the best. Good luck on November 3rd in your campaign for Drain Commissioner.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.